لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. The rosas that we have to keep a perfect rosa. In one ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرْ وَالْفُوَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. We will be asked and questioned about our إِنَّ السَّمْعَ, our ears, our eyes, and our hearts, the thoughts that come. We will be taken to task. There will be accountability in it. And all these things, firstly, we should think what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala it is. The eyes, what a great ni'mat Allah has given us. If a person just thinks for a while, or sometimes just pretends, like in his house, that he's blind, and now he has to find his way to the toilet, to the shower, etc., what will life be? And we just take it for granted. And all these ni'mats are not birthrights, they are gifts from Allah Ta'ala. Our existence also is not our birthright, that it is our right that we have to have all this. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala, and we did not pay for any of this, and we cannot pay for it either. So a gift, how much mustn't we appreciate it? But very sadly, the fact is, an-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat, that when we lose a ni'mat, then we realize it. So all this, the eyes, the tongue, ability of speech, if we just had the speech impaired a little bit, just stutter a little bit, what a problem it is. Allah gave us proper speech. What a ni'mat. And then in all these things, see the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, from that one drop of sperm, Allah made the eyes. In that one, or even part of a drop of sperm, just that little bit, and Allah Ta'ala makes a baby from there. In that, Allah makes the eyes also. And this eyes, the material of the eyes. And there isn't one thing in the eyes. How many things are there in the eyes? How many layers, the cornea, the pupil, what and what isn't there in the eyes? What nerves are working? There is blood pressure of the eyes also. If the pressure is too high, too low, how many things there are in the eyes? So it is the qudrat of Allah and the ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How thankful. And we see many places in the wuzu khana also, that water, use it, don't abuse it. So the eyes also is a ni'mat which we must use. Allah gave it to us to use, but we should not abuse it looking at wrong things. Similarly, if we look at the tongue, where is the speech in the tongue? Who is it? And Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah put the ability of speech. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala, the body parts will start speaking. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu alayhim arjuluhum bima kanu yaksimun. The hands will start speaking. Lima shahidtum alayna. And the person will say, why are you giving evidence against us? My hands, I touched a woman for your enjoyment, to get for you that enjoyment. My lips, I kissed that woman for your enjoyment. Now you giving evidence. لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has made us speak, Allah that can make any and everything speak. Allah makes a little newborn baby speak when Allah wants to. And there were many babies like that. The story of Isa alayhi salam is famous. And what the speech is, Isa alayhi salam. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. What a bayan. When the people asked Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, we're asking you, we're accusing you, you did wrong. And you telling the child to speak, you who can speak, you not speaking. And the child can't speak, and you telling the child will speak. But when the child spoke, and spoke such a way that till today that speech is living. It is in the Quran Sharif and throughout the world, the bayan of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is living till today. So when Allah wants to, He makes, and how many other babies spoke like that? in the instance of Yusuf alayhi salam, many other instances also. So the tongue, how doesn't it, where the ability of speech is in the tongue? It isn't in the tongue. A person who is dumb, he also got a tongue, but he can't speak. It is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We studied a course, linguistics, and in there, one of the famous exam questions which we had to study also in order to answer the question, that for example, the pronunciation of the letter P, explain how is the P, explain how is it pronounced. And there is so much, you know, two full scale pages you have to write to explain how the letter P is formed, how the air comes from the lungs, then how it comes into the mouth, the air, how the tongue moves, which side it moves, how it touches with the teeth, etc. Like the huruf, like that, the alphabets of the English language also. So it takes you about two, when using technical terms. If you had to explain to a layman, then how many technical terms again all have to explain detail. But using technical terms, two whole full scap, two and a half full scap papers, A4 size papers are used in order to, and a child of two, blabbering all the time. Not only the letter P, how many alphabets is just speaking all the time. So our speech, what Allah is, what the great qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The ear, how Allah has made the ear. In the ear, you have a hammer, you have an anvil, you have what things there, small bones there, and how they are working all the time. And Allahu Akbar, these things, all of them, like the ear, for example, you have an ear infection, you lose your balance. You have an ear infection, you fall down, you become dizzy. What is that fluid in the ear? If it's just a little bit too much, if it gets too less, it has an effect on the whole body. Our fingertips, for example, one friend of ours, Maulana Rashid Karolia, explained to me, he was doing business and dealing with a Hindu, and they were in this hydraulic business, this trucks, this big trucks, etc. So one time the truck came down and cut his finger, just the tip, a little bit. And then when he spoke to him afterwards, he was treated everything, but now he says he just loses balance. Sometimes he just becomes like a statue, just like this he stands. Just because that little tip is cut off. And the whole body, how it works, we don't think of the qudrat of Allah. We don't see Allah Ta'ala. A poet says, Ab nigaah kahi nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Now my eyes, I don't look around to anyone, to anything. And nobody is in my eyes. That this big building, that motor car, this cell phone, that woman, this lifestyle, that holiday, etc. Nothing. Ab nigaah kahi nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Mehwa hayrat, khara ho husn ke jalwa ga mein. I'm standing astonished, dumbfounded, taken aback in the beauty parlor of Allah Ta'ala. Now I'm seeing Allah's beauty, how Allah has made this insan, wafi anfusikum, afala tubsirun. Don't you look how we have made you, in the greatest proof of Allah's existence, the greatest proof of Allah's qudrat and His kamal and perfection. How maths, it cannot define so specifically. Science cannot define so specifically as Allah has made each part of the body work so specific, so perfectly. And so, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This whole system, the whole cosmos, the whole universe, how the sun, the moon, the planets all are working, how Allah has set it into motion, and what precision and with what perfection Allah has made it, and all by His command of kun. Today we find that group of scientists who says that the world came into existence with one big bang. It's a famous, the big bang theory, that a big bang took place and the whole world came into existence. Allahu Akbar. A most ignorant person, a smallest child, you ask him if there is a small bang, a glass falls on the floor, does the glass get made or does it break? If there is a small bang of two cars just touching, not even at high speed, not 50-60 kilometers also, just one was just you reversing, the other car is stationary, and you knock into that car, there is a small little bang. Now, does that the car get made if there was a dent, or does it get dented? But they say a big dent and the whole world fell into precision and perfection. How can that ever? A bang breaks up everything, doesn't make things. It's Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. How Allah Ta'ala, by His one command, and how perfectly, and Allah hasn't only made insan, then what animals and what type of animals? Small insects, which we can't see with the eyes. You need a microscope, and here there is another great lesson, and very, very beneficial if we take this lesson into our lives. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that if you want to look at the stars and all the heavenly objects, don't use a microscope. Microscope is to look fine small things. Use a telescope. And if you want to look for germs and the composition of water, then don't use a telescope there. Use a microscope. So many people, they use the wrong instruments to measure different things. If you want to measure your success, you don't measure it with dunya's things. Measure it how much of deen, akhirat is, and don't use the wrong instrument. If you want to weigh anything, don't go and use a ruler to weigh. And don't use a measuring tape to weigh. And don't use a scale to measure something. There are different things. Use a thermometer. There are all different things for the different. Use the right thing. So even people, when we, some people got a habit of measuring people. Kitne pani mein hai ye? Even ulama, great ulama come, and ordinary public, let us see how much water is he. What is he worth? The poor people got this bimari, and then they use the wrong instruments to measure also. They will measure the person with the instruments. He's in a different field. You have to measure him with those instruments. We hardly know how to measure, what instruments to use. And we want to measure buzurgs. We compare buzurgs also. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the most dangerous things, it's the hardest thing. Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, that who is more maqbool by Allah? Who is a greater buzurg? These are things we should never delve in. Which it's beyond ours, it's us. It's only we're going to destroy ourselves if we're going to fall into these things. So much so, Mufti Muhammad Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali then just went a little bit into this, that Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, which is superior, don't even delve in that. Have the greatest respect and honor for that. But he said, as a little sum total of the two, it is such that when Medina Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving, when the people forced him and he had to make hijrat and leave it on the outskirts of Makkah, he looked at Makkah Sharif, he said, I love you so much, I should have never left you if my people should not have brought the situation on me that I have to leave you. And Makkah Sharif is that Allah Ta'ala says, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, that Allah takes qasam of the balade Amin, for the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the essence of it, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Medina, Makkah Sharif so much. Allah loved Medina Sharif so much. So much Allah loved Medina, as a poet says rightly, Jannat sir aankho pe, on our heads. What is Jannat? But Jannat is not still, it hasn't got that value what our Medina has got. In our Medina Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting there. So where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, what can be more superior than that? Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi and other great ulama have written that the sand which is touching the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sand is more worthier, more precious, more greater than the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So what is the value when that sand which is touching the body, in this poem, يَا خَيْرُ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ بِالْقَاءِ أَعْظُمُهُ, oh you who are buried in the sand, qa, and I respect and honor the sand. يَا خَيْرُ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ بِالْقَاءِ أَعْظُمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ. Qa, again the same sand, akam, different types of sand. That sands which are touched by the, along with that sand, what is the where we stand in front of Rawdah-e Mubarak? And just because of the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the value of it? So this is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He gave his life for Makkah Sharif. Allah Ta'ala gave great honor to Medina Sharif. And this is a thing, if we can realize this, not to see that who is more superior and who is more better, but that we respect and honor one another. Like husband and wife, if the husband respects the wife's family, her mother, her father, and he's got great feeling for them, and she respects his family, there is great love in them. But where the wife thinks my family is very great, the husband thinks my family is very great, and we just fight for our own rights, then there is endless problems in there. But where the husband, well, eat time, no, we're going to your family, we're going to spend time there. She says, no, we spend so many eats there, we're going to your family. There is muhabbat in that family. But where both just pull to their own side, there are problems. So fazilat, Allah Ta'ala. So the feel that who is a greater buzurg, etc., that we should not delve into that. That only, and our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that qurratu ayn, that we give them the coolness of the eyes, awliya. What is the ayat? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. That no nafs, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ نَكِرًا. No nafs, even that person himself many times, he doesn't know what coolness of eyes, and qurratul ayun is a expression of great, great enjoyment. What enjoyment Allah has given any individual, nobody knows. One buzurg does not recognize another buzurg also. He doesn't even know he's a buzurg. And both of them, their buzurgi is in different fields, for example. One is a great buzurg, he's tahajjud, he's crying in his tahajjud. Great buzurg, and Allah has given him qurratul ayun in there, what he's enjoying. The other one, no tahajjud namaz, but he's helping the widows, the orphans. He's out on the field all the time. His namaz is also sometimes in the plain, sometimes on the ground, sometimes where there are floods, sometimes where there's an earthquake. What Allah made him a buzurg, and his buzurgi is in this. He can't recognize that buzurg. People are suffering and you making tahajjud. And that buzurg can't recognize this buzurg, tahajjud, the enjoyment, the du'as, lazzat. Lazzate dhikr Allah, Allah, or kya, lutf aho, fugha mein, making the zikr. So they can't recognize also, they don't recognize one another, but Allah has given every person what enjoyment in his heart. So all different types, and alim, teaching deen, Allah gave him his buzurgi in that. Somebody else in different, everyone in his different field, only Allah knows. So anyway, so these are, from where did all this start? See? We haven't got a scale, we don't know of the scales, and then we measuring buzurgs, and we want to see that in how much water is this alim, how much water is this buzurg. It's a common thing, unfortunately. So anyway, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, these are great ni'mats of Allah, the eyes, the nose, Allahu Akbar, what an air conditioner it is, that the nose, Allah has put a filter in it. All our, the hair that grow is a filter. It filters all the sand, and what is in the air. If it doesn't filter it, and all the dirt goes. Any filter has to be cleaned also. So Allah has made one natural cleansing system, sneezing. When a person sneezes, all that goes out. And Allah made it a voluntary cleansing system also. And that is when we make him wuzu, to blow the nose. And water, let it go till the soft part of the nostrils. Pull it up there, and then blow your nose. Today people are shy to blow their nose also. But you must blow your nose properly and let the water go. You are cleaning up there. Then there is a natural air conditioning, which the air, if it's very cold on winter days, the nose, there is a system that heats up the air, so when it goes to the lung, you don't catch a cold. You don't get pneumonia, all other things. It heats it up. If it's too hot air, it cools it down and sends it to at the right temperature down to the lungs, etc., where the air is required. The air, the oxygen is required, the lungs require it in order to purify the blood. And oxygen has to, the lungs have to send to the brains, to the, all the parts of the body. Without these things, a person, so these are ni'mats. What great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Every ni'mat of Allah, whether it's the tongue, and the speech which Allah has given to the tongue. So all this, use it. Allah gave it to be used. Use it in the right way. Tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, speaking the right things, and the ears, the eyes, the nose, all that, and we will be questioned about it. Similarly, with roza, we also have to keep roza of the hands and legs also. These are also great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If a person hasn't got this just little shortage, if one finger is only cut off, sometimes in mincing, some women, children, girls, small girls, they lose their finger or something, or they lose 2-3 fingers or the tips of it. What a defect and what a thing that keeps them back. So all these things, the feet, if there's a little bit, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says one of the names of Allah Ta'ala is Al-Musawwir, Wallahu Ladhi La Ilaha Illahu, Al-Malikul Quddus, Al-Salamul Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Bari, no, the other. No. Anyway, inshallah it will come. One of the names of Allah, that how Allah has created this human being completely balanced. That everything Allah is, that is one name of Allah, by which Allah has created everything balanced. If we had one ear which was just like a pimple, small pimple, and the other ear, this ear's size was given to this side also, and a big ear this side, and this side just a pimple. Our nostrils, if one was just like the eye of a needle, and the other nostril was like an elephant's nostril, how should we look? Our hands, our legs, if one leg was 1 foot, 12 inches, about 30 centimeters, and the other leg was 1 meter. And then, if a person's leg little sometimes different, you can immediately make out. Somebody has just got a little problem with his leg, or he just got hurt, you can see he's limping. What's happening? Why are you limping today? But if one leg was 12 inches, and one leg was 1 meter, how we should be hopping, and how we should be walking? How Allah? Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. When a child is born, no teeth in the mouth, because there is no match. There's no game, no match taking place. The child is just born. Like on a stadium, when there's no match, then there are no spectators also. And if you see your mouth, if you open it, like this is a proper pavilion with all 32 seats there. But when there's no match, then there are no spectators also. But when the match is on, first the curtain raisers come, and then the milk teeth come. Few spectators here. The weak spectators, they come. When the main match is on now, cup final, then the actual teeth are on. When a baby is born, just little milk mixed with water, mother's milk. No, it doesn't have to chew anything. So it gets first no milk, no teeth. Who's tadalika taqdeerul azizil alim? If the little baby had teeth when it was born, sometimes some child is born, and if it bites on the mother, at the delicate part of the mother's body, how the mother screams. But Allah has filled the mother with so much love for the child, it will make the mother, the child, maaf immediately. The day a husband try and bite her, she will never forgive him. Whole life she will never forgive him. The child, Allah has put so much love, the child came out of the mother. Allah has put so much love that the mother forgives the child. So without that, no teeth, because only milk is. When it starts eating little weak solids, very light solids, Mari biscuits mixed with milk and with water or something, this all, that Bodia biscuits, all these things, light, then the milk teeth come. But now when the samosa is going to come, and the chops are going to come, and the mutton is going to come, then the actual teeth come. So Allah Ta'ala, how He brought it gradually. When the main match is on now, and the main match is not 90 minutes, it is for whole life now. So Allah gave. Then Allah made the teeth, all the people of the world, Chinese people, Bengali people, Indian people, white people, black people, all 32 teeth. And all the same pattern. The two front and two bottom, and then the 8 on the sides, the molars after that, whole world's people's teeth are the same. Because one Allah, He has made all His products the same. And then, according to our thinking, if we had made that when the child is 1 year old, then his teeth must be 1 millimeter. So every year 1 millimeter. By the age of 10, then 1 centimeter. The bottom tooth 1 centimeter and the top tooth 1 centimeter. When he reaches between 20 and 25, which is now the marriageable age, then the top tooth 2.5 centimeters, 1 inch. And the bottom tooth 2.5, so 1 inch. 2 1-inch, 1-inch big teeth. And when you get married, and where you propose, where you think you want to get married, you go and see the girl also, which is sunnat. And at that time, you smile also a little. So with this big, big teeth, you're smiling like a bulldozer, like this earth-moving machine. That poor girl, but no problem. She, her teeth would also have been so big. And you look at her, you'll also run away. She'll also run away. Who is it that brought the teeth to one level and stopped it as well? And if a person eats the right food and sees to his dental hygiene, cleans his teeth properly and eats the right food, then no implants or no false teeth. Naturally, your teeth are like pearls in your mouth. When we eat the right food, etc. So whose qudrat is all this? And for the teeth are so important for proper makharij again. Yeah, other language don't have that makharij what Arabic has got, and what the Quran Sharif requires. How you have to read the Quran Sharif, and you need your teeth in order to do this. So therefore, a person who is a qari and make his children a qari, must be very important to look after their health also, health generally. And for a qari, his mouth, because the proper pronunciation is dependent on this. So much it is required. Otherwise you are mazur. If you haven't got your teeth and that, how are you going to? Then you try your best. But with the teeth are required. So what functions the teeth do? So Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat we must see in every ni'mat of Allah which He has blessed us, which is within us. And then use these ni'mats, we must not abuse them. And then our hands, legs, these are also great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. If for example, only this one bone, elbow bone, if we didn't have it, and the hand was just straight like this, and all these joints are perfect, this joint of the elbow and these joints are all. You take the food in your hand, you no problem, because you have no arthritis, no gout, no problem whatsoever. And yeah, also one time Sheikh Abdu of Azhar, he was visiting India, and one time in the process he went to Darul Uloom Dioban, and it was the time of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayh, was a very great, great scholar. They were having meals together. So he told Maulana, you also eat with spoon and fork, how the Egyptians eat, many of the Arabs eat with knife, spoon and fork. So he told him, you also eat. So Maulana immediately told him, Barjasta, immediately, I am eating with a fork. And he made his fingers like this. These four fingers are just like the four thongs of a fork also. So he said, I am eating with a fork. And my fork is better than your fork by in four ways. That my fork, it can feel the temperature of the food. Your fork cannot feel the temperature. My fork can bend. Your fork cannot bend. And we see people who eat with spoon and fork, sometimes how they battle to get that one piece into the fork. Use the knife this side or the spoon this side. With your fingers, you just catch it easily. And then my fork, if it has to hit against my teeth or gums, no pain. But your fork, if it has to hit, what a pain, what harm it will cause. And then my fork, after eating, gives off a fluid, which I suck, which is sunnat after eating, to lick the fingers, and it digests my food. Your fork not. And then, in addition, my fork is made by Allah. Allah made. Your fork is Japanese, Indonesian, or Chinese. And if it's a Chinese fork, halfway in the meal, the fork will break also. Maulana Bahadur, marhum, who was in Bodawayo, he said one time one person bought shoes from a Chinese shop. Chinese made also and Chinese shop. The next day he came, he showed him his shoe is broken. So he like ran out with him on the road. He said, where's car? So he said, no, I came walking. He said, the shoe is not for walking. The shoe is for going and traveling in the car. The shoe is for walking. He said, no, the shoe is for... So if it's Chinese fork, halfway, if it doesn't go down, you're lucky. So anyway, Maulana also told that Chinese have spread everywhere in the world. soon the time will come you'll have to marry a Chinese also. So he said, but no problem, they're small in size, so 1 meter of material is enough to make their dress, so no expenses. Their shoes, legs also very small, so small size shoes, no expense also. And then they eat anything that moves around. كُلُّ مَا يَتَحَرَّكْ يَتْيَعْكُلْ. That a snake, a mouse or anything. So no expense in feeding them also. And they also are very hard working. So you'll have a lot of manpower also. They work 24 hours. They hardly sleep, hardly eat, just working all the time. So no problem there. So anyway, and then the other thing about the fork, that my fork, I wash it with my own, myself. Before eating, sunnah to wash your hands. Your fork, I don't know who washed it, how they washed it, with what they washed it. So Allah Ta'ala, this ni'mat, all your fingers are in order, you got the food. But if this bone is not here, one time there was a marriage groom party going. So one old man told, take me also with. They say, we don't want kawab ma arku. We don't want a bone in the kawab. Yeah, old people, they're going to spoil all our way. He said, you might need me. Just take me, hide me away, but take me. When they got there, and people, which is not correct, but the bride's people always play some fools, make some tricks, etc. So the dastarkhan was laid, the table, and they told that they fastened their hands with wood and bandaged it, so the hand couldn't bend. They say, now eat. Now the hand can't bend. How are you going to bring your food to your mouth? So they did it, they were lost. So they said, we got that old man, let's go and ask him. So he said, no problem. The people sitting this side must feed the people on that side. And the people on that side must feed the people on this side. Then they told, definitely you got an old man with you. Otherwise people should never have known about this. So always we need somebody of experience. Right? One time a person traveling came to Char Rasta, crossroads, four ways. And now he didn't know, must I go straight in front, must I turn right, or must I turn left? So he saw on the side there is one person sleeping and another person sitting next to him. So he thought, let me go and ask the directions now. So who should he ask, the person who's sleeping or the person who's awake? Huh? The one who's awake, he also doesn't know. He's waiting for the one who's sleeping. Because otherwise he also should have carried on with his journey. He also doesn't know. So just like that, we haven't got experience. The experience, sa'ilul ulama. Your questions, ask the ulama. Wajalisul kubara. Sit with the old people. And you'll get lot of experience. Those people who sit in the company of old people, they will be like young. But they'll have the experience of old people. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you go in Jamaat, the young become old and the old become young. That is that in the Jamaat they are different. So you are sick, gone for 40 days, 4 months, 1 year. So the young people, they learn from the old. So they are like old, matured they become. And the old people, when they see the young carrying their beards and that, they also become energetic. They also become young. So you give a little while, you get great experience from the elders. Once I was in Nizamuddin when I was doing my year, I just came back from a tashkil and Maulana Palanpuri saw me and they know how to experience in their field, how lot muhabbat he made and how he came to me. And he told me, see, today there is one taqaza. I'm an old man. If you take my experience, your whole life will be made. Listen to me at this time. You are a young person. You haven't got that experience. There was a Jamaat ready. He says, you just came back from Tashkil. Take this Jamaat and go. And see what you will get in return. So with the old people, what experience they've got, you get it in a little while. So, Sa'ilul ulama, Jalisul kubara, Wa khalitul hukama. Hukama, the righteous, the pious, Sulaha, Ahlullah. Therefore them, don't ask them only. Don't only sit khalito. Mix with them. Be in with them. In and out. How when you mix, a woman mix flour with all different things, that it's completely mixed. You can't now separate it. Like that, stay with the Ahlullah. That is when a person. So the ulama, ask them your questions. Old people, sit with them. You'll get lot experience. But the hukama, the hakim, the wise, the Ahlullah, khalitul hukama. So anyway, so this joint, if this one joint is not here, You can try your utmost to bring your food to your mouth or take your mouth to the food. You'll never succeed. It is, and there isn't one joint in the body, 360 joints. What is the great Qudrat? And if you have to see, today we don't eat really what we call paya, the legs of the goat, of the chicken. If you do eat that, which is very healthy, the halim, and very tasty also. But more than that, you'll see how the bones, how they fit into one another. A carpenter, he makes a dovetail joint, he makes all different joints, and he makes them fit. But in many cases, he doesn't do the cutting properly, though they are machines now. When we were learning woodwork, we had to do it by hand and make all the joints fit. So one, how ugly they look sometimes, the joints. But a less system, and then not only this point, how they fit into one another, whole life they working all the time. And then all that, the tendons, and what is, goes over it, that it's working all the time. The fluid that is there, who has made all this? Did your mother make it when you were you? Did your mother make this joints for you? Your father made this joints for you? One Allah. And where Allah made it? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. In the insides, the wombs of your mothers. فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. A small little factory. Today, factory workers, we want music, we want TV, we want this, we want working conditions. Allah made it in that small little place. And what a perfect, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. How Allah has made. So our hands, legs, what great ni'mats of Allah. Sometimes just a little pain in your leg, now you're limping. Sometimes just a little wound, you got cut, and now you can't walk properly. And Allah Ta'ala has given us and all the people. So these hands and legs are also great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and we must use them correctly. As I had explained, other things also, that one time, one family member who was ill, when I went to the hospital to visit him, and I just came to the door of his ward, his young son ran out to me and he told me, Daddy, for the first time today ate with his own hands. We eat it all the time with our own hands. We don't make sugar of the food. Yes, complaints we will make very quickly. But the sugar that we have to make of the food, and one plate of food, Allahu Akbar. How many billions of Allah's ni'mats in one plate of food. Then that we can take the food in our hands, we can bring it to our mouth. One time, Mufti Rafi Usmani, Mufti Shafi Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali's son, Mufti Rafi Usmani, yeah, in Azadville, we were having meals by somebody. After meals, he told us that his sheikh, Hakim, Dr. Abdul Haysab, Rahmatullah Ali, was a person with lot of matter, madda, of sugar. What sugar he should make. So one time after meals, he said that, see, how much sugar we have to make to Allah Ta'ala. We had these meals here, the same food could be given to us like the fracosses at the door, the beggars, you just give them something. But no, they invited us, and with great ikram, with honor, they put the dastarkhan, how they set the dastarkhan. And if you look at the dastarkhan, which we don't take any notice, but the ladies, when they put the plate will be there, the glass is at the exact 45 degree angle. And everyone, if it's 30 degrees, all are 30 degrees. And then the serviette, what is put inside, how it is put. And then the spoons are put properly, the bowls are put properly. If there are teacups, everything set so perfectly. And then the vegetable salads, how they are put, sometimes all the carrots separate, cucumber separate, sometimes they mix it. In the middle, they'll put the salad dressing. On top of that, a mint leaf again. All that, what and what, every, when they dishing out. For us as men, we dishing out biryani, just dish out and put it and take it. But no, they put it and then the meat must be like this and the rice must be, they don't rush us. And we all say, hey, guests are here, people have come, buzurgs are here, hazrat is here, hurry up. They say, no, don't rush us. They are so particular of the finest detail they want to do. When you want to leave home, hurry up, we are late. But they're dressing also. Every small, and we don't notice one thing also. When we sit on the dastarkhan, we don't ever notice what trouble they took to put that dastarkhan. And how what trouble they took to make the dish, etc., the whatever dish recipe. And then they sometimes, if the dish didn't work out, it got spoiled. So the easiest thing is say it's a Jordanian dish, or say it's a Malaysian dish. Nobody know how it tastes, so it didn't work out. Just say today we made a Syrian dish. So they took all the trouble of making Jordanian dish, Malaysian dish, and whatever they did. And then we men just eat, and in 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, that whole dastarkhan looks like a war zone. Like war took place here, bones are lying around here, everything is messed up, and not one sugar. Like a person who in a desert, a flower buds, and it a beautiful flower, wow, beautiful, fragrance, but not a person to notice it. Like that Allah complains that Allah has shown His great qudrat in the world. وَكَأَيِّمْ what? آيَةِ وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ تَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Man passes by all this, but he takes no notice of it. If your wife, you don't notice, she put on a new dress, she feels upset, you didn't notice. Your child, you don't notice. Allah's qudrat in the, Allah made all this, and all this was, ما خلقت هذا باطلا. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. And the main reason is not that we use the things, that is secondary. The main thing is to recognize Allah, the existence of Allah, then the kamal, the perfection of Allah, then the nawal of Allah, how Allah has blessed us with these things. We were not fit for it in any way, but He blesses us with this. The jamal of Allah, how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has done everything. But we just pass by all these things and we don't notice anything. Once we went to reunion, and the brothers took us to a very beautiful, up in the mountains there, and there was a waterfall, really very beautiful, Allah's Qudrat. And the whole world, every country, Allah has made beauty also, and Allah has made those places in every country which are opposite of beauty, to remind us of Jannat and Jahannam all the time. So anyway, when we were there, we were about 5-6 alims, everyone expressed something about the greatest, the Qudrat of Allah. One alim, he said, I'm dumb, I got no words to speak. Well, if you haven't got connection with Allah, you can't see Allah Ta'ala in anything. If you have connection with Allah, you see the great qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So a Western tourist, when they see all this, the most they will say, a breathtaking sight. But a mu'min, immediately before that, he Allah's qudrat. And then he will enjoy the scenery, whatever beauty Allah has given, the food Allah has given, everything. Your little child, grandchild, just born, comes in your hand. And what a great ni'mat. A mother goes, the first child she gives birth to, she takes qasam never again. That what she went through to give birth to that child. But when the delivering people know, that child they take and they just put it on the breast of the mother. And that bundle of joy, she's prepared to have 10 babies after that again. What Allah has put into that child. So the child, when you get your child, your grandchild, those two small little lips, and that small little nose, and the cheeks, and the ears, and you love it, and you want to kiss it, and you want to eat it up, and suck it, no problem. But first thing, who made this little baby? Whose qudrat? How did Allah make? And don't think only Allah made a baby. Allah didn't make me. No, Allah made me. I was also a baby one time. I wasn't born big like this. One person asked one village person that in your village were any big people born? So he said, no, in our village only babies are born. Big people, it means great people. Were any great people born in your, any big people born in your village? No, in our village only babies are born. So anyway, how Allah Ta'ala makes this human being. So all this great, so this hand, what a great, that we are eating, that we can lift up, take the food, put it in our mouth, we don't think. So this hand is a great ni'mat of Allah. Our legs are great ni'mats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We walk around. When the same patient of ours, when I went in, went by his bed, then he lifted his right leg a little bit. And he was so happy. He said, Maulana, today Alhamdulillah I can lift my leg. In whole life we lifting our legs. We walking upstairs, going down, driving our cars, the clutch, the accelerator, everything. and we don't realize what great ni'mat. This thumb, what a great ni'mat of Allah. The big toe, what a great, we can make jokes about the big toe, that how it looks and everything, but what a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, how perfectly Allah has made this human being. So these hands and legs also, we must use them, and use them in accordance with the commands of Allah ta'ala. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ وَإِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالِ طُولًا. And the other place, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. You walk in this arrogant way, that when you're walking, it comes in a hadith sharif, a person, he puts on what he calls smart clothes. Today I'm looking smart, looking in the mirror, I'm dressed like this. We might think I'm going for my graduation and worried about my amama putting it, or I'm going to make a bayan, my jubba like this, my amama like this. When you think of yourself something, you have fallen from the eyes of Allah. You have hardly started bayan and you got no value in the eyes of Allah. When you dress up like this and you think I'm somebody. And this Arab, long Arab kutra, one friend of ours, Maulana Yusuf Desai, when he went in Jamaat, he couldn't absorb that we must wear this kurta with the slits, the short kurta. So he says, I made it out very clearly. The day I put on the long Arab kurta, I feel I'm somebody today. I'm something. And when I put on this the kurta, the sunnat kurta, then I feel like I'm a nothing. I got no value. So this clothes of ours, when a person, on the other side, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ, that is on its place. But when it brings a sense of pride, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ, when you get this pride in you, today I'm dressed so nice. And who Allah loves those people, when that person does this, he slips, he falls. He begets tanabbuh. But a person who Allah does not like, Allah leaves him, let him carry on. And Allah gives him a hard punishment then suddenly. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then they wonder what has knocked us. So even if we're wearing Islamic clothes, and we think, today I'm really smart now, and I really look, and you forget what you are, your haqiqat. And you think you are like that. So Allah does not like those people. That those people who walk in an arrogant way, who stand, you are making bayan, but you stand in such a way to impress the people. You may your body language, your signs to impress the people. Allah does not like all this. So you might be thinking, I'm giving bayan on deen, I'm giving bayan on this, but perhaps you have fallen from the eyes of Allah. And not to talk when you're going with your friends, you are driving a car, and you are that red, flashy cars of yours, open top, music playing, blaring at its loudest, and you think, really, we are painting the town red, and we are like this. By Allah, you have been painted red with the flames of the fire of Jahannam, and you are thinking that you are like this. And not talking when you're wearing all this, that Levi's jeans, and all the other brand names, and this shoes, and those shoes, and you think I'm valuable, I'm wearing this kind shoe, and I'm wearing that, got this kind handbag. And today the sad part, the burqa also, the cloak, and there are brand name cloaks. And those poor women who cannot afford, they buy a cheap cloak, and that small label of the brand name, 100 rand for that one label. And then they sew it onto their burqa. So all this, one funeral in Karachi, and the people, all the women all gathered, so some crying, betaying one another, crying, and in that crying she saw the label of the dress, and she's asking, where you bought this? And she say, in the Royal Plaza there. They are crying, one side is a funeral for the brand name of the dress, and now they want to know that where you bought it from. And while they're crying, they're asking about that. And not only the woman, the man in the qabristans today. Funeral is their family member, and joking, talking of the weather, talking of the sports, or busy with the cell phone, laughing. And when we hear maut ki yaad, etc., what is maut? What the thing is maut? But no respect also. And no idea of what we are going, what is maut like, what we are going to. Unfortunately, we've got no value of things. So clothes also, our way of walking. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks of that qawm that Allah dislikes, that whenever you take like big oppressors. You take things with big oppression. How many of us, when we are eating, we become like wild, just grab. Small children, you have to train them. They take everything, put it in their plate, and they just grab things like that. Alaykum bil hudu, that was sakina wal waqar, that everything, do it with ease and comfort, not rushing wild this way, running that way, anything, we just grab it, pick it up like this, put it roughly like that. No, that's not the way we are taught. Our hands and legs, we how to use them also. So in Ramadan, when it is roza, you do become a little weak like, so your movements also become a bit more weaker. So learn a lesson that everything, work, walk also with sakina. What will we say in English? Like calmly, not like a wild person, banging doors. How many people, you get up for tahajjud, now you're banging the doors, making a big noise. No, there must be hudu, with calmness, driving. How many people, it's an art to rev the engine, and how do you call that? Driving and giving sharp brakes and or taking sharp turns, etc. All those things, that must not be the case of a person. Hindu Kaka was going in a minibus. So the driver, young person, it was the last trip of the night, late at night, 11, 12 o'clock. So he's taking sharp turns, sharp brakes. Poor old man Kaka falling this side, going front, going back. So he said, please, young man, Johan, take it easy. So he said, Sher ka bacha. And the son of a lion. Every time, so every time it's a ticket, he says, Sher ka bacha. So finally, when Kaka had to get off, he says, no problem, Sher ka bacha. But tell me, did your mother go to the jungle or did the lion come home? To Sher ka bacha hai. So that person got so, he went and he parked his bus and finished for the night. So all these ways of ours, this wild life of ours, this way, that way, that's not the way of Islam. Learn sukoon, hudu, and waqar, to do Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stress. Walk also in a humble way, not a way of like the proud people. When you stand also anywhere, don't like you standing around. Some people in the namaz, like they're standing at cafe corners. In the namaz also, what don't care attitude of namaz also. In sajda also, make your sajda. How many of us? Sajda is, your fingers must be closed. And in Urdu, all the buzurgs have written, khub milai, where the word khub doesn't come. But because we don't usually, fingers, we just leave them open. Khub milai. And then again, some of us, to the extent of your namaz, how much your namaz is made, you will see it, a person, his feet, he keeps one foot a little up. Both feet must be solid on the ground. Your foundation must be solid. Some people playing piano with their toes all the time in namaz. They are playing with their toes all the time. That you can, from there you can see the inside of the namaz. What's like a mechanic can see from the exhaust, the inside of the engine. You can see that condition of that namaz. Some people, the hands or the fingers are together, but like they got a golf ball under, or they got a table tennis ball under. The hands are not flat down. So all these things, the legs, the toes, everything, that namaz, and inshallah practical namaz will be done next week or so. So these things are absolutely essential. So the whole body movements tell a person what is inside. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, put two alims in front of me. 5 minutes, they must only sit, no talking, no movement, and I'll be able to say whose islah is made, whose islah is, whose tarbiyat is made, whose tarbiyat is not made. So all these things, how a person knocks on a door. Some people knock as if the police came middle of the night, banging on the door. There's a way to knock on the door. There's a way to take permission. Everything, we are taught everything. How to, you give something, how you give it, how you take something. All these things must be done properly. Allah has given us this, so our hands, legs, and then using it in guna is out of the question. Today the fingers, the guna of the fingers, that on the cell phone, pressing all the time, playing games all the time, puzzles, whatever we are doing, or more than, worse than that, sending haram messages. You're not even speaking, but you are getting haram messages. You are sending haram messages. All this with your legs. Where are you walking? You are standing in your shop. You're the manager, the boss of the shop. A nice pretty auntie comes and she's in another department. Now you're walking across to that side and you say, I have to look after my customers. I may make sure that she's served properly. But your idea of going there and you want to speak to her. All that, your nafs is playing with you, which you don't realize. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, you want to buy a train ticket. And in the queue, when you are coming towards the front, you are 5-10 persons in the queue now. And you make out it's a lady. And in all probability, she's not even pretty. But now, you are putting your topi straight. There is now a dini person. Forget the other people. You're making sure your beard is in order. Everything. So all this you are doing is to try and impress her. So all these things, that how Allah has given us these ni'mats, that they must be used in conformity with the command of Allah, not against His law. To kick somebody, how many people still so sad, physical abuse of the wife. Verbal abuse is untold, unlimited. Even physical abuse, using the hand, the leg. Is that why the wife, Allah gave us a wife? That she's a punching bag, that we want to make pulp out of her, and we want to show that how big I am, and we raise our voices. When our voices are so raised, Allah says, "Inna ankara al aswat la sawtul hamir." The worst of sounds is the sound of a donkey. Ulama have written every animal sound is zikr of Allah besides the sound of a donkey. That is not. And when a person now he wants to show, I'm Mr. Man. And my law goes in this house. He shouts and starts screaming in the house. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, he is worse than a donkey at that time. And his sound is like that. And then you want to become physically abusive with your young children. And you smashing them on the walls, etc. Are you a human being? Are you insan? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took his daughter to bury her. He says, it was the blackest day of my life. When the child was helping me to dig the grave, he didn't know what it's doing. And then I put the child in, screaming me that I'm there to help the child, and I'm the one who buried her alive, threw the sand on her. So what our children, Allah gave us for that. Allah gave a wife so that she must be abused. We must respect them. And Allah made the wife from the bone which is closest to the heart, the rib bone, to show that, give her place in your heart, to show us. So these ni'mats of Allah, the hands, the legs, everything, must be used in conformity with the laws of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.